the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show today. Well, I am every day, so I guess it's no different now than any other day. Welcome. 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. To let you know, my website is watchmanforjesus.com, my Facebook. Watchman for Jesus. And we're growing. We're up to 3,100, 200 something. Remember they used to say, wait till you get to 500. We're waiting for 500 to get there. Oh, we're almost 300, almost 200. I never got over 3,000 and moving right on up. I've got over 2,000-3,000 on my website now. And it's growing every day. I've got someone joining it. Something's going on. People are searching out everywhere. I imagine I'm not the only one, though, see. There's others out there that's growing because people are searching for what's going on. We see something happening. What is it? They're trying to find who's telling the truth. Or who's telling partial truth so they can sell coffee cups or whatever. Family, the truth is worth more than anything material you're going to find. In the bottom line, you got to find the truth. Now, today I'm going to talk about a little follow-up of the implants we talked about yesterday. Go back to yesterday's 4 to 6. And we pretty much slam dunked what's really controlling and what's going on today. Matter of fact, all week long, we've done a pretty good job, I think, that covering what's really going on in the background. Yesterday, we got down into the microplant, microchips, the digital tattoo that's coming around the bend, so forth, and I talked yesterday about how old it was, really. It's really old, 1960s. Studies in the 1970s, they're making it seem like it's current, that they're just now trying prototypes. No, they're not. They're way past that. The mark of the beast, the digital tattoo on your skin is going to literally control your soul. This is not philosophy. This is physics, biology, chemistry, quantum physics. When people say, oh, my soul, your soul is energy. It's your personality, character, is contained in the energy form, located in your brain. Where? The pineal gland, the center of the head, connected with a silver cord around what's called in the Bible, Ecclesiastes, the golden bowl. This is all real. This is physics, chemistry, biology. This is not some philosophical nonsense. Words thrown around by some philosopher where they take the soul, my soul yearns. Nobody really knows what that's talking about. Your soul is measurable in hertz, kilowatts, whatever the heck you want to call it. It can be traced from satellite. You understand this? Because you give off a DNA signature, That's unlike anybody else, just like fingerprints or whatever. Your DNA is different than everybody's. Your fingerprint is different than everybody's. Same thing with your soul signature, if you will, can be traced by a satellite because you're a walking energy projection. Your bones are like antennas, prisos, if you will. Your DNA is unique. They have it cataloged in supercomputers to find you. So when they put microchips in your body, that is like to really light you up. To enhance your signature even more powerful, that they can trace you. They got the people believing that if you get rid of your cell phone, you put all this fancy stuff around your cell phone, battery and all this stuff going on. You know, SEAL members, they think they're going to hide because they're off the grid and all this stuff. They're going to, I don't know, do all this fancy stuff with Faraday cages and I don't know what. No, unless you can get a blood transfusion, they're going to find you by your blood sample. That's how they could find all these children if they really wanted to. Get their parents' blood type. And then they could trace the nearest match to the blood type through satellite. Worldwide. But they're not going to do that because they use the children. Who am I saying they? I'm telling you who they is. At the highest level of the Vatican, behind the doors, evil to the core, Queen Elizabeth II and all the bloodline, royal bloodline families of the Illuminati, Italian, German, Jewish, which are only a small segment of it, but they accentuate the Jewish flavor to put the blame on the Jews and take it away from the Germans and Italians that are the real Illuminati. The Knights Templar, Irish, controls the finances. They make you think the Rothschilds do. They all work together, though. They got names, Masons, all the Masons at the highest level. Lower level Freemasons don't have one clue, one iota whatsoever of what the Shriners know. They don't know about the alchemy, manipulation of particles, of what the royal secret really is. They would horrify them if they knew. The jester meetings, fans would freak out if they knew what they did at the jester meetings. Good deeds don't get them over it, by the way. Family, you got to know what's going on. Black, the Knights of Malta, the most evil in the face of the earth, besides the Jesuits. Nobody questions a thing. It's all out in front, out in the open. They run the ceremonies. You can watch them. They have pictures taken with their little crosses and their, like Jerry Boykin, he's a Knights of Malta. Reagan was a Knights of Malta. Leonard Horowitz is a Knights of Malta. Mandela was a Knights of Malta. That's all you need to know, that they're part of the takedown of the world governments to bring in Lucifer in the final cataclysm of a New Age movement, New World Order. The Knights of Malta is the top of the list of the evil. So they did vilify your obvious villains, Pol Pot, Hitler, all these, vilify them. That's the evil, but we're the good. That's a dialectic. It fools everybody. Which brings me to the point, on the top of my head, just thought, a good example is the Wizard of Oz. Good example, perfect example. Matter of fact, that's what they do it. The Wizard of Oz was made as a symbolic of the world organization, world governments today. Yellow Brick Road has several meanings. The Tin Man, Dorothy, all that was designed to bring in the symbolism of the New World Order. The man behind the curtain, Emerald City, emerald green, is Satan's color. Tin Man, tax that number, and transhumanism. It's all there for that one purpose right in front of your face. Land of Oz, Wizard of Oz. Well, the point I want to make specific, look it up while I'm talking. Check it out for yourself right now. Is that is what's called the dialectic. The principle of duality. Black and white, checkerboard floor. Very symbolic. It's on every Mason lodge. They have a checkerboard floor. It's frequency vibration. Good and bad in everything. That everybody has good and everybody has bad. Duality. My Little Pony teaches that to your children. The principle. That's what the purpose of that cartoon's all about. The nightmare and the good mare. It's all what it's about. You got it in comic books. You got it in... Well, there's no such thing as good and bad in the same person. It's not going to happen. But here's the point. When you saw the Wizard of Oz, you had the proverbial evil witch with the black hat and... you know, that kind of thing. And I think she rode a broomstick. I forgot. All humped over. Mean. Had those little flying monkeys. That's typical evil, right? Well, here comes the Angel of the North, or whatever, the angel, the Witch of the North. Blonde hair, blue eyed, got a white dress, and got a cute little pentagram on her wand. Of course, nowadays, I guess if you say the female witch had a wand, you say, oh, she must be transgender. But see how things change? So this white witch, this good witch of the North, had a wand, was a pentagram, that's part of the occult, pagan beliefs. But she's got to be good, because she's white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, got a silver dress that she's going to a prom with. And the other one, no, she got a wart on her nose, she got a black hat, she got a broomstick, oh, and she's looked like she's going to Halloween. So that's got to be evil, that's got to be good. No, which is bad? Both witches are bad. That's which one is. Whew, that was difficult. Both of them are, because witchcraft is forbidden in the Bible. No matter what color dress you have, blonde hair, blue-eyed, or green teeth, it don't matter. Witchcraft is evil. You got one side, think they're doing the best thing. The other side, we are evil. Yeah, well, both are, according to the Bible, according to God. It's called the dialectic, called duality. As above, so below, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to jump into it today. Oh, there's going to be some fire flying, I think. Probably a good thing I don't have chat. Probably a good thing I don't have the telephone either, because the wires would be hot, I think, after today and tomorrow. Liable to be pretty hot, I suppose. I don't know. Because you see, you're thinking witchcraft. You're thinking high school kids playing around in the cemetery, aren't you? You're thinking lower middle class or middle class kind of people. You're thinking Louisiana in the bayou. You're thinking, well, derelict kind of thing. Oh, no, I'm telling you who. Queen Elizabeth II and one of her nurses, you'll see a picture. I've got a picture of one of her that I'll tell you what. I've been a Marine 12 years and studied martial arts for 30, but I'm going to tell you something. This one nursemaid that followed around Miss Queen Elizabeth II, if I ever saw her coming down the alley, I'd be heading the other way. She had a belt on with a metal belt buckle. Two emblems on this belt buckle. I got a picture of it. This is wide open. I want you to see it. A Freemason's logo on one side of the belt, and connected to it is a pentagram on the other. I can't get much clearer than that. We're talking serious witchcraft in Wicca. She's bound to be a weightlifter. There's no question about that. Dangerous looking. No, we're talking movie stars, presidents, Bohemian Grove, CEOs, prime ministers, presidents of countries. That's what we're talking about at the highest level. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get with it today. Lord, we thank you today that we can come together in this broadcast, Father. We thank you that every day that we're on here, we have our network, and Father, we can put out the truth. Father, do guide us, though, that we, through wisdom, discernment that you give us, to keep us straight, to keep us aware, to keep us strong, keep us knowledgeable of what we're supposed to know to defeat the devil, to be able to, Father, to spread the word as watchmen, to get the word out to folks, Lord, that, and all of us to get together to confirm our knowledge back and forth. The Lord, to keep us humble. But give us courage, Lord, when we fail. Keep us on the straight and narrow. And Father, we pray for our family members, for their healing, and for those divided and separated. Father, you set up divine appointments to bring them back together in whatever way you see fit. Father, we pray for veterans. We pray those non-veterans, Lord, that are being demonized by these psychotropic drugs, the thoughts of suicide that's starting to pervade. Father, to silence the voices in their heads from this technology that's being put out, the ELF transmissions, the voice to skull, the microchips and the pills, all these things, Father, just many people have no idea, Lord, that somehow you can raise up that knowledge, that wisdom, discernment, to put more watchmen out there, to raise the awareness somehow, Lord, that people know how to fight this. We pray for those children that are being sought after for abduction, being taken by the governments and by the organizations, being used beyond the knowledge of most people in the world, that these organizations and movements are there to kidnap, not to help. Lord, that you put those that do care in control, that somehow, Father, you'll find a way to give them the way to let, to protect these children. Father, we pray for courage to be on the pulpits today, that, Lord, to bring out those ministers of God that have courage to start speaking the truth, like so many in the past have, that, Father, today seems to be falling away. And, Father, to exalt the true word of God, the King James Bible, Father, to keep that up high above, to keep our eye on that inspiration and that word of God through that Bible. That's why, Father, we pray, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, those praying, their families, and everything that belongs to us. Father, we ask you for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven and those to surround and protect us, Lord. And Lord, as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And to break the power of all these curses, these hexes and vexes, these spells and charms, these fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, the jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, then the prayer chains and everything else being sent in my way, our way, or a family member's way, and return it and the demons to the senders right now, back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. Father, we pray at these lost souls that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask you to bind the Holy Spirit, this to their hearts, as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Well, yesterday, we were talking about toward the end of the program, we're talking about the microchips, the implants and so forth that they're coming up with. Now, what I find interesting all of a sudden, and it's people let me know if you're not hearing me, because just as soon as I finished that prayer, no kidding, my program of where I keep track or whatever of my connection just went down. So if you're not hearing my voices or something or whatever, let me know. Of course, if you're not hearing me, you won't hear me anyway. But one or two of you that know me very well, go ahead and let me know that you hear me plainly. Because my wave panel shut down here. I don't know why. All of a sudden, just right now, it really did. I'm not just being sensational here, but it's shut down. Now, we got storms coming through here. There we go. It's back up. Okay, we're back up again. Just making sure. Now, I'm going to talk today and tomorrow about witchcraft. And this witchcraft is weaponized in your Pentagon. You understand this? Witchcraft is connected to the same-sex marriage, the lesbians, homosexuals, family. When you have stars in the TV movies, singing, dancing, all this on TV, all through history of movie and TV, Freemasonry, witchcraft, is a requirement before you are a star. Do you understand this? John Todd confirmed this. And the individuals over generations of TV and so forth confirmed this. This is about their own voices. Katy Perry said she tried doing the singing Amy Grant thing or whatever. Didn't work out, so she gave her soul to the devil. Unquote. Mick Jagger. All of them. Your presidents, you understand this, presidents of the country, of this corporation we have called USA Incorporated. Bohemian Grove, laying in coffins, doing weird things that they do to engage in many occasions on sexual, homosexual conduct. Why would that be? Why would a strong male coming as an actor that you think, you know, is rough and tough and ready, are made to at least conduct themselves in some homosexual activity against their better judgment, but they want to become an actor so bad they'll do it. This includes some politicians, actors, actresses. Why is that? Because that's an abomination in God's eyes. But that's not the only, I'm not on a pulpit here. I'm telling you some physics, chemistry, biology, Freemasonry, alchemy. The reason they do it is because it being an abomination in God's commandments is because when it happens, God's spirit pulls away. Supernatural. Remember I said about your soul is energy? It's what it is. It's not some philosophical term. You're like an energy ball. You're like a, see, demons are like specks of light, but energy. Your fallen angels are your orbs. Oh, I saw an orb, an orange orb. We're talking about orbs, right? We saw an orb. That's a fallen angel. It's not an angel from God. They don't do orbs, angel from God. From the second heaven to first heaven, they find portals. In your body, there's portals. On the earth, there's portals that's opened up by sacrifice, human sacrifice and murder, war. That's what it's for. Child sacrifice, the Mayans, rape, murder, all that. It's not just because of violence and the love of violence or whatever. This is about opening up portals between the two worlds of the second heaven, first heaven, to allow possession of the body or to manifest into this world for the fallen angels to take a physical body. This is what it's all about. That was the purpose of the Tower of Babel in the Bible. Peter picked a pick a pocket. You got the point. In the Himalayas, it's silicon. In the Himalayas, the mountains have power. Pilot Mountain, it's part of a major convergence of ley lines. That's where they put the reservations. That's where they put certain cathedrals. That's where they put the Vatican, the Pentagon. Over top, that's where they put the World Trade Center. That's where they put the World Trade Center over a major portal to be opened up by human sacrifice. Now you know. This is one of their secrets they don't want you to know. They can trace that energy, that power. Like a divining rod of sort. They have ways of doing it. Earth magic or something another like that. Your body has these major convergence of ley lines. Everything physical has this. Everything on the earth, everything human, everything animal. And in the New Age terminology, they're called chakras. And you know where the acupuncturist knows where to stick those darn needles? You say, hey, you do that. Because he sticks them in that flow of energy, but not touching nerves. That's how he knows. They got that by some emperor about 4,000 years ago or so that... a couple thousand years ago, that took 4,000 slaves and started sticking needles in them. It was more, obviously more, I'm not going to go in detail about it. And each time one died, they'd stick a needle in, he'd live, and what happened? And they'd stick a needle in and live, and what happened? And the crowd would put points and until the slave died. And they said, okay, next 4,000 of them. They did several thousands of years ago to find the pressure points, to find the ley lines of the body. Well, the earth has the same thing. The chakras of the body, of the earth, Mount Shasta, California. Himalayas, Tibet. And there's certain small ones, too. That's where they put the in reservation. When they do the dancing, the rain dancing. Family, that's conjuring up demons with the drums. That's real. And now in the Pentagon, with technology, they're synthesizing, making synthetic demonic control through ELF transmission. Projection of voice through technology. That's what's causing the suicides of our troops. Family, this is heavy, what I'm telling you. And boy, they ain't liking it none. What can you do about it? Pray about it, darn it. Pray against it. Be righteous in the eyes of God. Become born again and form your prayer groups. Not prayer circles, no. Prayer groups and pray against it. Fasting and praying. Matthew 17:21. That's why they took that verse out of the Bibles, but not the King James. This is about physics and chemistry and biology. It's not about philosophy. Not about psychology. All that's controlled anyway. It's about active spiritual warfare. This is the meat of it. But to do that, you got to know about it, but not get pulled into it. They're not teaching spiritual warfare in the churches, and that's exactly what they should be teaching. But they're not doing it because they're not allowed to. Because they're 501c3 churches. They have Freemasons or actual Lucifer in the Black Robe Regiment. Claiming to be Baptist, claiming to be Methodist, Presbyterian, etc., etc. And they're atheists on the pulpit. You got Jesuits. Those are murderers. They're trained murderers. All Jesuits are. That's according to their oath. Not me, man. I'm just telling you what the oath says. They're trained to disassemble, to kill, to cause conflict, and act like it. They got Jesuit-trained Baptist ministers. They got Jesuit-trained Presbyterian. They got Jesuit-trained chemists, military leaders, generals. Castro was in a Jesuit school for 7 years. Castro. Jonestown. That rascal was a Jesuit. What's his name? Some of these names escape me on occasion. Then they pop in my head a little later, or somebody sends me a text or something. The Jonestown Massacre. That rascal was a Jesuit. Now you got the idea? Most all your Middle East leaders are Freemasons, pretending to be against each other or whatever. Jim Jones. Jim Jones was... Well, whoever's going to send me the knowledge, you're a little late. I just remembered it. That's my remembrance. I just remembered it. Jim Jones was a Jesuit. Now you got the point? Knights of Malta, no better. Really good actors. Y'all better start doing the research. I'm laying the groundwork for the next 2 days. And I go into next week if I have to. You all need to know what you're up against. And I ain't talking behind some alleyway, some high school kids, as I said before. I'm talking about presidents of countries. I'm talking about CEOs of major corporations. I'm talking about generals, four-star generals. I'm talking about those traitors that briefed the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations, why is it still operating? It's responsible for the blood of every American serviceman in Korea. And World War II, they're responsible for the death of every single soldier, military, of both wars. They are the ones responsible in that organization. while they're still there. While they're still there. This is all part of witchcraft. It's all part of Satan, Satanist secret societies. As in World War II, Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry in the first police action, quote, a 1950s issue of Chicago Tribune. The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that would be World War II, because this is 1950, this article came out. The dried blood of the last war and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. The Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for the death of every one of them. Churchill and Knights of Malta and J.P. Morgan are responsible for the murder of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. They are responsible. They set it up for them to die. Do you understand this? It wasn't an accident or a bad mistake. They purposely set up the Lusitania as a false flag to make sure people died on that float to justify World War I and entrance into World War I. Colin Simpson said, and I quote, Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and Company, before it set sail for England. The German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow Wilson that it would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Well, Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania. Now a sitting duck, it was sunk by three German U-boats, and 1,201 lives, innocent lives, were lost. And one well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it, I quote, the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas, unquote. Just like FDR, Churchill, Chamberlain, well, mainly Churchill and FDR, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. Tested out in 1932 with Operation. You have this conspiracy theories revealed kind of books coming out. Say the American government knew about Pearl Harbor before it happened and didn't say anything. What they don't tell you is they planned it. See, they always never go the next step. This is all about witchcraft, Freemasonry at the highest level. Freemasons, you're all being lied to by the highest level of your Shriners and above. They know about the royal secret. And I told you all now about the royal secret about an hour ago. About the movie stars, about the Freemasons, about witchcraft, and they perform an abominable act on a child or each other or whatever against God, homosexuality, murder, rape, whatever. That's the what's called the royal secret. And the reason to do that, the Spirit of God pulls away, the energy, if you want to call it him that, the Holy Spirit. But the true Holy Spirit, the possession, the help, the love of the Holy Spirit pulls away from you. Leaves a vacuum in your soul, and a demon takes over. How can I be more explicit than that? That's why they do it. That's what they do. To make sure it happens. So that means if they ever become born again or something, they see the light from God and they say, I got to quit this. They have to be delivered first. They have to get that demon out of there. Just like Jesus did and disciples when they exercised. And I ain't talking about some priest doing it, because that's a lie. Priests don't do it. There's a corroboration. The Vatican Church is based on paganism. On the inside, on the outside, it's Christianity? I'm not going to go there. I've talked about that before, but that's a rabbit trail. I don't mind going down it, but not today. And y'all, the Roman Catholics, I'm telling you, you're being lied to. Process, you're being lied to. You're being led out. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And the only true Bible is the King James Bible. And boy, they're attacking that Bible awful hard. They're doing it the hard way and the soft way. The hard way is saying it's corrupted, blah, blah, blah. And the soft way, oh, I really like the King James Bible. It's one of my favorite Bibles. But you got to read the original Hebrew. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Then they'll say that, well, it's got some mistakes in it too, you know. Well, that's another lie. See, they say, I really like it. They always start off with, I really like it. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting. And here it comes. But you got to read the original. You got to, really, a better one is, they always come up with that little hook. That's what they're taught in their schools of theology. Cookie cutters, I call them. Cutting out paper dolls. They all look the same. They just copy-paste it in their minds and it comes out of their mouth. Depends what comes out first. Oh, I really like the King James, but you know, we found some older versions is more accurate. That's another lie. It's not the age. It's the source of inspiration. Not if it's older, and they're talking about the lie that the Septuagint is 285 B.C. Oh, they're really hitting that hard. That's another lie. Family, the King James is a solid, true word of God. And now that teaches you, here we go, how to fight the demons. It tells you how to fight the witchcraft. It tells you how to accept, how to receive salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ, from God, through Jesus Christ. It teaches you how to survive. But teaches you how to fight the right way. It won't be with AK-47, gas-operated shoulder weapon, 7.62 millimeter, magazine fed. Is going to run out of 7.62. Then what are you going to do? Butt stroke? What are you going to do then? Oops. They never tell you about that, do they? Everybody talks about guns and weapons. I'm a former Marine, and I believe in self-protection and all that stuff, but I believe in reality, too. You're going to run out of ammo. If you go to Helter Skelter, it's coming. You're going to run out of ammo. And you're not going to go down to Walmart and go buy some, or Robbie's military surplus down here. It's not going to happen. What do you do when you run out now? What are you going to do? You'll slingshot. When's the spiritual finally take over, where you're going to be on your knees asking for God for help? I don't care if you're a SEAL, Rambo, or T-Bone. It don't matter. Human, you're in the middle of a real crap storm, I tell you. And it's supernatural. And it's coming your way. Closer and closer as they create this gap of abolishing the family, which is part of the plan that goes back to Vladimir Lenin, back to Adam Weishaupt. Destroy the family, you destroy the country. How do you destroy the family? Feminism, they funded it. Abortion, they... same-sex marriage, all that is designed for one purpose and one purpose alone, to destroy the family. Destroy the family, you destroy the country. That's a principle. That's a chess move. And that's a fact. And I double-dog dare you to refute it. You can try right now, and you will fail. That's not a bold statement. That's a fact I'm trying to get across to people to find out what's happened. To know how to defeat this enemy. And defeating it, not stopping it. Because the Bible says it's going to happen. It's about maybe extending it. It's about dealing with it. It's about knowing the signs of the times. And you taking Jesus as Savior, getting ready for them. That's what it means. I think to add to this, something I've read many times. I should already have it memorized by now. a good summary, brought Chris home. Said in 1948 to 1953 is a good summary. He says that's when the takedown of America began, really, in 1948. Same time the fig bloomed in Israel. Israel was formed. But there's a fake Israel today, but God used the fake Jews to set up Israel, ready for the real Jews, the Hebrew Jews, to take over when 144,000 here. You heard me right. It would take, Hagee should take some lessons. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he sums it up quite well what they're up to after 1948, of course. To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. And lastly, one of the tenets of the secular humanism, quote, based on the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2, the writings of Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, Clinton Roosevelt, and Adam Weishaupt, quote, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace, unquote. Because the stringent control that it has, that God ordained the family unit to be used to have a strong culture. Therefore, you tear it down, you tear down the culture. They know this principle, and that's what they're trying to do. And that's where witchcraft comes in. Harry Potter is a manual, a textbook on witchcraft. That's all it is. Put in the signs of cute. You have churches that actually teach Harry Potter. Rollins is a witch, literally. And she knows that she is channeled for this books. That's part of the takedown of the family. There's some serious things I'm talking about, isn't it? You ever thought why they took the Ouija board and made it pink for little girls? A pink Ouija board. The Ouija board goes back to 600 A.D. No, I didn't add a zero and say 1960s. I said 600 A.D. It is an actual method of conjuring up the demonic realm because of those symbols. It's a frequency vibration. It's like a beacon. When you give permission, you start playing this stupid game. You're combining your souls together with permission under the banner of these symbols and a possessed board in the same way they possessed the cuts of records back in the days of rock and roll, confirmed John Todd. Same thing with Ouija boards. I know that sounds crazy, but it's actually true. You will find, if you do right now a search of the suicides attributed to acquiring this Ouija board, of children, you'll be shocked. It works. It brings demons to you. Because of your affirmation of using it, because of symbol vibrations on it, it's like a beacon. And they're attracted to it and they come. And they won't leave neither. It's the same thing as the abomination, as I explained a little while ago, against God. He pulls away. And that's why households change. Children change. Clothing change. Friends change. Their attitudes change. Because they're being demonized. Because of that Ouija board. So now, the color don't matter. The color is only to attract. Make it less ominous. So they're pulling the children in on this. And it's also tied in to child euthanasia. Boy, they do not want you to know this. But I'm going to tell you. They've got child euthanasia act. I don't know what they call it exactly. Going on up in Oregon. A lot of witchcraft is going on up in Oregon. A lot of seances, a lot of conjuring up going up in Oregon. A lot of politicians involved in Satanism doing a lot of rituals to get this law passed for child euthanasia so children under the age of 18 can kill themselves. I'm not real politically correct. I never have been. I don't really plan on ever being. But look up Belgium. They have accomplished it. It is done. And Oregon is using that as a sample. It's been going on for over a decade. So they're waiting until they hewn down, they chip away at the political voters, the congressmen, constituents. Never could spell that darn word. Until their thought processes, their education, their sensitivity is deadened. By how? TV, computers, education. And they test it. And they get to that point where the water is just right, they'll pass that bill. I know how they do it. Do you think that bill would pass in 1970s, 80s? No. No, it wouldn't. They got to hewn down the morals. They got to hewn down the cultural attitudes and so forth. They got to test it to see if it's just right to pass. That's why I do these silly studies and announcements. Harvard did a study on the whatever. How many Americans are apathetic? Because they want to know. How many kids out of 10 read Harry Potter? We want to know. Yeah, they want to know how well the education system has deadened our kids' morals and deadened their soul. How the computers have been at work, reducing their peripheral vision to the size of a screen. How this video games have taught them to kill, not feel anything, and actually feel elated, but yeah. They're being possessed at that moment. You don't know it. Why? Because we're busy working. So let's get them both out of the house and make sure they have too many bills so they both got to work, and we'll train the children 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year. And on the summers, we'll put movies out there and we'll have Harry Potter out there and we'll show them how strong and powerful they can be when they have witchcraft in their hands. Blessed be. That's what's going on behind the scenes and the curtain. You see what's happening? The word of the Lord. Be ready. How they open up those portals. You know, in 1948, Norbert Wiener published a book, Cybernetics. And it was defined as a neurological communication and control type theory of sort, being used in small circles. Yonji Masuda, he's the father of the information society, stated in concern in 1980 that our liberty is threatened. An Orwellian style of cybernetic technology, almost unknown to most people. And the technology links up the brains of people by implanted microchips to satellites controlled by ground-based supercomputers. Oh, this is old. This is not something in science fiction or something in the future. This is old stuff. You know, the first brain transplant, and I have a study for it. Coercive behavior modification techniques of offenders. Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzbell. You got Dr. Ingraham of University of California. Buterich, his studies. Delgado from Yale University, of course. Mind implant, transmitter or brain implants of bulls, testing it out. They can make them stop right on a dime. Brain electrodes were inserted into the skulls of babies in 1946 without the knowledge of their parents. In 1950s and 1960s, electrical implants were inserted in the brains of animals and humans, especially in the U.S. during research and behavior modification. This helps open up portals. It's an abomination to the body. It's called the mark of the beast. Seventh-day Adventists are dead wrong when they say the Roman Catholic Church and Sunday worship is mark of the beast. Both the Roman Catholic Church, Jehovah's Witness, SDA, all religion is corrupt. Every single religion you got on the face of this planet is corrupt. God is not about religion at all. King James Bible is not about Christianity or religion, and Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. He's not about religion. He's about your redemption and your salvation and your way to fight this evil through his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Not about religion. Religion was to hide that in clever, sneaky ways. The King James Bible is not just a Bible like all the others. This is his word. Jesus Christ and the Word are one the same. But only the King James Bible. That tells you, that is your instruction book on how to deal with these witches. And even pray for them to be redeemed if it's possible, but that's in his business, not ours. Not to have hate. But sometimes you gotta stay away. 1 John 5 verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. The other Bibles don't say that. For there are three that testify. What three? And he don't tell you. See how sneaky these guys are? It goes back to what I was talking about. The supernatural. They can now synthesize the supernatural by using technology. That Holy Spirit is more powerful than all of it. But you've got to have faith. You know, in the United States and Russia, research into behavior modification, the brain and body functioning, mind control methods were used in attempts to change human behavior and attitudes. Influencing brain functions became an important goal of military and intelligence services. It's also linked up to witchcraft in the military. Very, very heavy. 30 years ago or so, brain implants showed up on x-rays size of 1 centimeter, 30 years ago. Other implants shrunk to the size of a grain of rice, made of silicon, Silicon Valley silicon, and later still of gallium arsenide. Today they're small enough to be inserted into the back of the neck and intravenously by vaccines. In different parts of the body, you're in surgical operations where you're out, or even when you're getting your teeth fixed, your nose septal implants have been noted in 7,800 servicemen that are now suing the government. Did you catch that? It's not a theory. It's being done. It's with or without the consent of the subject. It's now almost impossible to detect or remove them. You know, it's technically possible for every newborn to be injected with a microchip that would then function to identify the person for the rest of their life. And these plans are secretly being discussed, have been discussed, are being discussed in the U.S. without any public airing of this privacy. And also the issues involve Sweden. Prime Minister Olof Palme he gave permission in 1973 to implant prisoners. And what I found interesting when I discovered this part was something I already knew, that in 1973, we had a plan with Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel of implants in the bodies of homosexuals in America. Legal regulation, development, it's a long title, coercive behavior modification techniques with offenders, out of Harvard. At the same time was one going on in Sweden to implant prisoners. And data inspectors, ex-general director general John Frise, revealed that nursing home patients were implanted in the mid-1980s. Nursery home patients. And the technology was revealed in 1972. Implanted human beings can be followed anywhere. SEALs, Delta Force, that's out now. You're going to live in the Appalachians, right? That cave or something, or your own built something, I don't know what, the log cabin, and grow your food and wear camouflage paint and all that stuff. No, they got your blood. They can find you anytime, anywhere they want to. Man, you can walk around with a copper suit or go down there to the supermarket, get all the tinfoil you want, wrap it around you. They're going to find you because you're blood. The brain functions can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered through the changing of frequencies. Guinea pigs in secret experiments have included prisoners, soldiers, mental patients, handicapped children, deaf and blind people, homosexuals, single women, the elderly, school children, any group of people considered marginal by the elite experimenters. The published experiences of prisoners in Utah State Prison, for example, are shocking to the conscience. You ever notice near schools you have those big old towers, that's thick base? Not the little skinny little cell phone towers. I'm talking about the big thick that's near schools super and malls. They're doing experiments with those. Those are pancake kind of rectangular. That's not cell phones. That's ELF transmission, microwave towers over Gwen, G-W-E-N coils. It puts the entire United States into a cloud of ELF transmission that they can increase or decrease. They can locate the individual with a satellite of your DNA and target that individual with voices in the skull, with increasing it to 10.6 hertz or 11 hertz, causes rage, reduce it down to 6.3 or 6.6 hertz, causes depression. Now you put a voice in there, you got yourself a suicide. Not for everybody, because some people can't be hypnotized, so they use drugs, they use other means. This is old. This is not new stuff. You see, today's microchips operate by means of a low-frequency radio wave that targets them with their DNA coat. And with the help of satellites, the person with implants can be tracked anywhere on the globe. That's 1972. The technique was among a number tested in the Iraq War. You had a Dr. Carl Sanders. He invented the intelligence manned interface bionic. And this is injected into side people. And during the Vietnam War, soldiers were injected with the Rambo chip. It reportedly was designed to increase adrenaline. Do the math on that. By increasing the adrenaline flow in the bloodstream. So it's 20 billion bit second supercomputer in the United States, NSA, of course, could now see and hear what soldiers experienced in the battlefield with a remote monitoring system. Now that's the detail part of it. Remember yesterday we talked? Well, I talked and y'all listened. You know, whatever. It's a 1972, the report was a coercive behavior modification techniques with offenders. And the report said, quote, sewed up inside the subject's body, along with a transponder, would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. And this device could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world, unquote. That was the study group in 1972-73. That's 38 years ago. And the information I'm giving you doesn't come from the same source. Different sources. Confirmed. You know, when a 5 micromillimeter microchip, the diameter of a strand of hair is 50 micron millimeters, is placed in the optical nerve of the eye, it draws neural impulses, and from the brain that embodies the experience and smells and sights and voices of the implanted person. So once it's transferred and stored in the computer, these type of neural impulses of sort, they can be projected back to the person's brain by a microchip to be re-experienced. And then using a sort of a land-based computer operator can send electromagnetic messages encoded in signals to the nervous system. And what it'll do is affect the target's performance with RMS. Healthy persons can be induced to see hallucinations and hear voices in their head. Unquote. So now that kind of breaks a little red flashing light. Y'all see the YouTube in the past year or so of the correspondents talking on the radio, on TV, and they start talking nonsense and babbling. They're like, what, did you have a stroke or something? What happened? I think they're playing around with them to test it out. Now you know why. Now you know the potential of causing suicides. Every thought, reaction, hearing, visual observation causes certain neurological potential spikes in the patterns in the brain and electromagnetic fields and so forth. What your soul is what? Electromagnetic. Why is that such a surprise or shock for some people? How about the electrical eel? They're trying to figure out how that works. How you as a human being can also produce your own electricity and touch somebody. Bzz. Man, you're shocking. It puts a whole new spin on that word, don't it? Remember when y'all's kids back in the 50s and 60s, some of you maybe, you had that little silver thing you put on your hand on the inside and you twisted, you cranked it up and you said, hey, shake your hand. It go, bzzz, and they jump back. Well, this puts a whole new spin to that one too. Electromagnetic stimulation can change a person's brainwaves and affect muscle activity, cause painful muscular cramps, experiences torture. They wouldn't even know where it's coming from. Now you sort of get the idea here what's going on around us and why you need the Holy Spirit. I can't even claim to be scratching the surface. This is amazing what they've come up with. For now. So now you know why in the sixth seal, which hadn't happened yet, there'll be a worldwide earthquake that God will cause. So far it's been all harp. But the worldwide earthquake in the sixth seal will tear down everything man-made. You won't have any kind of technology. It'll be all God. And the first trumpet on. They'll have nothing to but just running and hiding. You know, mind control techniques can be used for political purposes as well. The goal of mind controllers today is to induce the targeted person or persons or groups to act against their own convictions and best interest. Zombified individuals. Now is it starting to make a little sense? They could be programmed to murder, remember nothing, or kill themselves. That'll bring some really interesting subjects and situations to mind. Now keep in mind, this is not new. This is old stuff. Under an initiative of U.S. Senator John Glenn, discussions commenced in around January 1997 about the dangers of radiating civilian populations. Well, what they were doing, they were targeting people's brain functions with electromagnetic fields and beams from helicopters, airplanes, satellites, and parked white vans. Neighboring houses or telephone poles, electrical appliances, mobile phones, TV, radio, etc. And that's part of the radiation problem that should be addressed, but it's not being addressed. Now you got the idea how they synthesize demonic activity. Where they get the shooters from? At the schools. To justify gun control, justify putting security in your schools to protect the schools from the parents is what it's for. Now you know why they have false flags. So, that's technology. And the technology, we move into witchcraft. Because it facilitates witchcraft. So, what is Wicca? What is Wicca? Well, one thing, what's I see? U.S. Army's Chaplain Handbook, excerpt on Wicca. The plight of pagans in the military. Lackland Air Force Base trainees spellbound by Wiccan faith service at the base. Does the Navy have chaplains for Wicca? U.S. military now allows Wiccans, Muslims, and Shiites to wear their turbans and headscarves. You got articles on pagans in the military. Wiccans. You even have religious discrimination against neo-pagans. See how they do this? U.S. to allow Wiccan symbols on military graves. Chris Wygent, Army Boots, Wiccan chaplain. They've got a fight up there going on, don't they? That's what's happening. Slowly they're testing it. Wiccan controversy. Test the religious, military religious tolerance. See, they're trying little by little to get in there. So if they get homosexuals in, oh, this is so tricky. See, Clinton said, no ask, don't tell, 1990s, right? Knowing very well what they're going to do. He knows exactly what he's getting ready to do. So they got to wait maybe 15, 20 years. That's not a problem for them. On cue, it just happened to be Obama. That was the chair that he sat down in. It might have been Bush, but in this case it was Obama. Obama's been trained for this. Now you can come out of the closet. They had 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults about 2 or 3 years ago in a study. 11,000 female. It divided the United States military. That was the purpose of it all along. See, slowly but surely. And no, I didn't say surely. I said surely. Edwards Air Force Base holds its first Wiccan service. Wiccans win military grave battle. Air Force Base hosts the largest weekly Wiccan service. Wicca symbol, okay, on military headstones. It's just moving right along. Y'all just, some of it just sitting back and just singing the same old song. And it's going to come up and bite you in the ear, bite you in the butt. And y'all going to complain about those that's doing it. It's going to be too late. Because you won't be ready. You see, power cannot be seized through a sudden imposition of a total dictatorship or control. Instead, it's got to be obtained through the process of what's called patient gradualism. And so the persistent subversion of vital institutions and incremental consolidation of power puts them in control. Gramsci understood the creation of the total state required the seizure of mediating institutions so that these institutions insulate the individual from the power of the government. So the family, organized religion, and so forth, and a systematic redefinition of the culture in order to have sustained a new political order. Capture the culture. So now, aren't you all tired of fighting? Don't y'all want to just get some marshmallows and just come together and live together? You tired of fighting? Aren't you? Fighting too much, man. Where's the love? We want peace. Really? Okay, well, you want world peace? Yeah. Well, what they say is to get world peace, we believe, they say, the traditional family puts too many restrictions on you. So the traditional family you have must be eliminated in order to achieve world peace. That's their premise. Y'all getting it now? Some of you already know. Those that's not, man, you better wake up. Carl Boggs emphasized, he's a Marxist theoretician. The transition to socialism must occur on two distinct but interwoven terrains, the state and the economy. The visible impact on feminism, the effects of affirmative action, emerging gay rights politics is what it's all about. Acceptance of cultural pluralism, transformation of family life. Man, it just goes and goes. Let no crisis go to waste. And this is what they're doing today. Witchcraft. What is witchcraft? We'll go into it. This is moving into it now. Is prevalent in our world today. And what is Wicca? It's a sort of a neo-pagan, not quite pagan, but close to being a neo-pagan kind of religion, like Masonry. It's been growing in popularity, acceptance in the United States and Europe. It's being taken in the military, government, at the highest level of your government, including the Vatican. The Vatican hides the paganism underneath it. That's where all of our holidays, you're not going to like this. But if you would actually take the time and research, it might take you 15 minutes. And never take less than 3 references. You will find every single holiday, Christmas, Easter, is every single one, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, well, of course, Halloween, Columbus Day. They all signify a certain solstice or certain movement of the stars. You see, opens up portals, don't it? Yeah, they do sacrifices, human sacrifices on these days. That's what the holidays are for. That is the purpose of holidays. Bible goes against holidays, birthdays, holidays, holy days. No. Sabbath day is a whole lot different. But see, Jesus Christ is the Sabbath. He fulfilled the fourth commandment. That's another story. I'm not going there right now. I've talked about that in Bible study. Sabbath was not eliminated. But Jesus Christ fulfilled that. That's what all the days are for, especially Easter and Christmas. Boy, that goes against everything we've been taught. But it's actually true. I've done Bible studies on all that, Easter, Christmas, and so forth. Wicca. There's websites and books claiming to teach real Wicca. If you have a downtrodden child, overweight, skinny, bad home life, they feel bad about themselves, whatever it is, I don't know. Maybe they're bullies or something. Something bothers them. But mainly, the Wicca, they can identify a recruit, just like the CIA does. Like they find targeted individuals that fit a certain profile. Well, so is the Wicca. So they find those that's being victimized and take them in. There is really no consensus among the Wiccans as to what religion is all about. The reason for this is that Wicca, as it's practiced today, is only about 50 years old or 60. Wicca is a belief system that a Briton by the name of Gerald Gardner put together in the 1940s and 1950s. And this was from a variety, a combination of religious traditions. And beliefs, as well as Freemason rituals. Gardner published some books that espoused the system of worship, some offshoots and variations of Wicca sprung up as a result of that. Some Wiccans are polytheistic. They worship more than one deity. Others worship only the god or goddess. Other Wiccans worship nature and call it Gaia. And this is Gaia after the Greek earth goddess. It's what Mary is, a goddess. Mary is up in heaven with Jesus, not to be worshipped. Boy, I hit a nail on that one, didn't I? Ooh, it's true. She didn't die on the cross. Jesus did. You know, there's some Wiccans pick and choose parts of a Christian doctrine to embrace, to give it that flavor. Others totally reject Christianity, don't want anything with it. And most practitioners of Wicca believe in reincarnation. That's the biggest lie ever was. Now, there is what's called incarnation. Other groups call it possession. And the Wiccans, they deny that Satan's part of their religion. Or pantheon, whatever it is, pantheon, I believe. They have major doctrinal differences between themselves and Satanists. There's really no difference. It's just a watered-down version. Wiccans generally promote moral relativity. Disdain labels like good and evil and right or wrong. And they have one law or rule called the read day. Is that what it's called? Read day? Ready? 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 Here I come. Do what ye will. Harm ye none. Well, the ready kind of seems like an uninhibited personal license of sort. Do whatever you want as long as no one gets hurt. However, there's always a hook. Wiccans are very quick to point out that the ripple effect of one's actions can carry far-reaching consequences, and in Indian culture, it's called karma at the same time. I'm sure there's some differences in it, but it's pretty much the same thing. And they have what's called, they don't talk about this, But they have what's called the threefold law, the threefold rule. And that says all good that a person does to another returns threefold in their life. Harm is also returned threefold. That's karma on steroids. And when they do their spells and magic and all that, it's not the individual at all. It's the demon that's connected because of the Ouija board, because of the tarot cards, because of sexual abomination or certain areas, doing the invocations, I don't, whatever it takes, doing the alchemy, they become possessed. So when others see this power, they say, wow, I'd love to do that. You can learn. Yeah, yeah, we can show you. Okay. Well, not okay. Because you've been pulled away from God. And the furthermore you do it, the closer you get to reprobate mind. Man, you do not want that. When God blinds you, he will not allow you to be born again. And if you want to, he won't allow you to. Because you won't want to with a reprobate mind. That means you've gone too far. Look it up, if you will. I've done studies on that. I've done Bible studies on that on my website. I think it's there somewhere in the archives. Bible studies, that's where it would be. So one major factor that contributes to this fascination with Wicca is this use of spells and magic. That's the big thing right there. And then you have the ones that's very curious, the neophytes, spiritually. They're eager to delve into the mysteries. They like that sensational, this is mysterious going on, you see. But you know, not all the Wiccans practice witchcraft. But those that do claim magic is to them what prayer is to a Christian. But the difference between the two is that Wiccans claim magic is simply using their minds to control matter, or they're appealing to the favorite deity, whoever it may be. And this is for this deity to do them a favor, while Christians call upon the omnipotent, omnipresent God to heal people, to intervene, to work out their lives, in their lives. Big difference there. And you know, the red day, because it disallows witches from hurting other people. And the threefold rule spells out the consequences of ready breakers. Witches who practice the magic, they prefer to call themselves nature witches or white witches. And that's to distance themselves from the Satanists, where they have some sort of distancing from them. So basically, Wicca is a religion. It's about as minding your own business and living peaceably with your neighbors and your environment. They're trying to draw parallels between themselves and biblical Christianity, especially the part about good works and loving each other and all that sort of thing. And this is for the sake of earning credibility. What does the Bible have to say about that? You won't find the word Wicca in the Bible. So, some general points that's brought out. Romans 1:25, for example. In Romans 1:25, somewhere here. Bear with me just a second. It disappeared. No. Romans 1:25, it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. That's stern. Who wants to settle for second best? Isaiah 40. God kind of brings out a picture of how much greater the Creator is in His creation. If you're worshiping anything besides Creator, you're only spinning your wheels, and you're guilty of idolatry. And the Wicca, they also bring out false hope in Hebrews 9:27. It says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So once you die, you're going to be judged. After. The judgment is noun. The judgment is either great white throne if you're unsaved, or the judgment seat of Christ if you are. But in the meantime, you'll be in either in heaven or you'll be in hell in torment until the time of judgment comes. Boy, I really summarized that right quick. God says we get one chance to life. That's it. So how y'all doing on the sound out there? Anybody lose sound? Send me an email if you have. Of course, if you lost sound, you won't even hear me, will you? I suspect I'm hitting some sore spots today. I do suspect. Because this is very important. Because this operates in your neck of the woods. Mind control and witchcraft. And I'll be covering this again tomorrow as well. I think I need to cover more detail on this because, family, this is affecting your children. It's affecting your homes. Every single day. I think that's important. And they could do it by synthetically, by, as I've proven, by technology, mixed it with the supernatural. Now, if you don't accept God's gift of Jesus in your lifetime, He judges us as unwilling to be in His presence, and you're sent to hell for eternity, and you don't work your way out of it. It's permanent. Wiccan spells bring disillusionment. In Mark 7, verse 8, it says, "You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on the traditions of men. God is God and we're not. You have a decision to make. Are you going to take God at His word, adopt His worldview that He created?" It's not a trick question, actually, but are you not? When you know God takes a lot of discipline, knowing Him takes a lot of discipline and courage. Wicca is a religion that takes a pack of lies, ties in a romantic ribbon, searches out a well-intentional but lazy, gullible mark to sell its hollow doctrines. It works. You know, go to Deuteronomy 18:10-12, and it says, quote, "Let no one be found among you who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or cast spells. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord." Wicca witchcraft is a sin. God hates it. Why? Because it's an attempt to cut off your dependence on God and get answers apart from Him. God don't hate the witches. He hates the sin. Don't let Westboro Baptist Church get in your way. Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah, I practice that sometimes. Westboro Baptist Church. I better quit that. Westboro Baptist Church. They're linked up to Christian Identity. How about that? Arl Murray's or Shepherd's Chapel. KKK, Aryan Nation. Serpent Seed Doctrine. Oh, Sacred Name Movement, Hebrew Roots Movement. They're all connected. They say we hate homosexuals and others, preachers out there, ought to kill homosexuals. What kind of preacher is that? I'll tell you one. He's one that's working on the other side, trying to be the dialectic and fool people. He'll say, King James Bible is the best one. Okay. But we hate homosexuals and they should all be killed. Say, what? What are you talking about, Cletus? Preachers say that, man, just get up and walk out. Go get you some breakfast or something, maybe a hamburger. I'd leave right in the middle of the... I couldn't sit there. I'd just get up and leave. What about respecting them? You got to be kidding me. Respect what? If they go against the word of God, I'm done. I get up and leave. When that spirit tells me to go, I'm gone. I ain't going to be shy. And you got a lot like that today, unfortunately. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Sin isn't just a heinous, sociable, kind of disagreeable action. Sin is a decision to disagree with God on any topic. To rebel against him, sin is saying, God, I want to live my life my way. Have it my way. Other than a Burger King. Romans 6:23 goes to say, but the gift of God is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. But this wicked witchcraft is nothing more than another lie from Satan, the enemy of our souls. Prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. So what are some of their weapons? And I'm not done. I got tomorrow also to talk about this. I'm just going to hit all the areas I can tonight. Today and tomorrow. This Ouija board is not something to play with. Without question, one of the most dangerous and deadly devices used by people in the occult is the Ouija board. It's not just some game. People, baby boomers, you've kind of grown up with this thing. Who made it? Mattel or something? I don't know. Sold in all the major department stores across the country. Now they got one today that's pink. A pink Ouija board. Is that less inviting to the demons if it's a pink Ouija board? It's like having a pink, I saw one today. It's like having a pink 9mm pistol. Does it kill you any less because it's pink? Huh. Everybody thought it was just a harmless parlor game that was just in your minds and imaginations, and involuntarily your hands moved it across the board. And in most of these cases, that's exactly what was happening to most people. However, 50 people may dabble with this device and nothing will ever happen. However, when the 51st person comes along, they may be able to punch a hole right through his protective hedge, and real live demons will then come in and literally start to viciously attack him or fool them long enough to pull them in, and then they attack later. This actually happens. Now, for those of you out there that want to see how it really is, you have a book called The Ouija Board, A Doorway to the Occult, by Edmund Gruss, G-R-U-S-S. The Ouija Board, - A Doorway A Doorway to the Occult by Edmund C. Gruss. And when you read that book, in that book is real, live, documented cases of people who literally drew in evil demonic spirits in their lives as a result of engaging with the Ouija board. Well, that might beg the question of some of you out there, Tommy, you qualified to talk about it. And I tell you, yes, I am. Because in the late 70s, around the 80s, I don't remember exactly when, I went to an extended family location in Pennsylvania. I forget the circumstances. And I was talking to the family members there, and I said, in that closet, I see a Ouija board. I said, yeah. I said, I had things. Y'all had that? Yeah, years ago, they tell me. They don't work, do they? I said, oh, yeah, it works. We put it way up there in the closet. When the kids grew out, we just left it in the closet. I said, nah. I said, your fingers move it. No. So I don't believe you. I said, come on now. Bring it down. They said, well, no. I said, yeah, let's. I don't believe it works. Something to that effect, and they brought it down. And took it out, opened it up, and said, okay, let's go play with this thing. So knees put together and put my fingers on that stupid little device on the board. And waited about 5 or 10 minutes. Started asking questions. Oh, my dad was dead then. So that was, okay, 1983. So this is after 83 to 45. Yeah, between 84 and 87 time frame, now remember. And I'm here to tell you, that darn thing started moving and started spelling out response to questions. And I was looking at the hands and I said, you're moving that? No. I said, well, man, I can barely touch it and it's moving. I'm not pushing it subconsciously. You're not pushing it subconsciously. He said, I told you. We'd ask a question and answer it. It worked. And then it got personal. It said it was my dad. He was talking. He'd say things that only he would know. Then I was in the Marine Corps, so it was 85, 86. And it said, you're going to die in a fire on a ship. Oh, and all kinds of stupid things. I said, how in the world? And then it said, oh, it stopped for a while. It wouldn't work. It didn't start working again. Then it described itself as two children that was died there in that place where I was back in the 1800s and spelled words like kids would. I said, oh, man, this is weird. And this went on for about an hour. Well, I know since then I became born again. And I learned about this and I renounced that activity I did because I knew from my experience then that I had to renounce it, ever use that thing, because it brings with you demons. Those in Wicca will cause death and not even know it. Those in Wicca will bring demons to them like you would bring a disease to a house. They have their Wicca high level come into a house and bless it, they call it, against evil spirits. You see how they play the role? And you literally have to deliver your house if you have a Freemason influence. Oh, absolutely. If you have actual Wicca influence, you got to get that house cleaned out of the supernatural beings in there. Now, most family members that don't know this are going to think you're crazier and loon. But it's actually true. People don't realize how strong the supernatural is if you don't have Jesus in your life. They use technology, microchips. Now you see the potential of the microchips, of the digital tattoo, ELF transmission, drugs, to open up portals in your body, to allow demonic possession, has always been the role. You see how it all comes together? Family, this is practice in your Pentagon. Where do you think the 525,000 children disappear every year out of 700,000 a year? average of 500,000 just disappear. What they use them for. Do you understand how evil? You don't think God's not going to judge this earth? You got to be kidding me. You think evil created this world? No way possible. God's waiting for that day. The day of the Lord. It is real. If you don't believe in God, believe in the supernatural, then you must believe in evolution. Now, if you don't think about it, that's on you when it goes down. But evolution is impossible scientifically. So you got a problem there. So I guess just don't think about it, right? With all this going on around you, just don't think about it. Well, stand in a train track and let the train keep coming. Turn around back your back to it and just don't think about it. And see if it stops that train from hitting you. That's what's coming. Family, it's real. Evolution is impossible. With one word, destroys evolution. Entropy. Entropy. Entropy means everything dies, rusts, rots, consumed, or destroyed in one way or another. Everything on this earth. Everything. Mutations are simply missing something and they die early. They're trying to prolong life with transhumanism. Family, they found 2.5 million boxes in a warehouse in Indiana. Individual named boxes of blood of infants of 2.5 million in a warehouse in Indiana. You think it's the only one in the world? No. Some dried, some temperature-controlled DNA obtained. Things were refrigerated. They believe in drinking blood. Family, Harvard did a study that blood, young blood, prolonged life using rats. Can you believe Harvard? Are they that dumb? But they did that study. The article came out last week or early this week, somewhere around there. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. This is what's going on today. Your witchcraft pervades itself into the Joint Chiefs of Staff, into the CFR, into your political realm, into the CEOs, Bohemian Grove, the WESOC festival once a year. It's where the fallen angels attend. Look it up on your own. El Moria, Saint Germain, Sananda Manuel, Sanat Kumara. These are real fallen angels, as in the days of Noah, the sons of God of the Old Testament, not the New, but the Old Testament, not the New Testament. The sons of God of the Old Testament were the fallen angels that today is leading the witchcraft, is leading the governments, is leading in seven areas specifically. I've identified almostly. It's called the Ashram Rays. Education, worldwide, philosophy, religions, all of them. Science, the arts, all sciences, all the arts, politics, and finance. And they work through the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Tavistock, United Nations hierarchy, Gorbachev Foundation. Now you see how they work? That's just a think tank. Then you got the Italian and German Illuminati, Breakspear, Borgia, Orsini. Heck, he controls the popes. Borgia controls the Jesuits. Aldo Brandini, Breakspear, Chagi, Gaetana. And those aren't Jews. Those are Italian in the Luciferian order. The outside, oh, you got Rothschilds and Rockefellers and DuPont and Reynolds and, oh, Russells and Bundys. Bundys like Nevada. Mm-hmm. Bundys. You got all sorts of outside. 26 families of Illuminati. Family, this is a web of deceit. And they lose. But they don't think they're going to because they're misled by the fallen angels and the demons into thinking their knowledge will defeat the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's the biggest picture going on. And their leader is called the Antichrist. Yet to show. The fake one is Obama. The fake false prophet is the Pope, and they're lying to you about that. With a fake World War III coming, everything's faked and counterfeited. And the real evil is the one named Sananda Manuel, the real false prophet of the Bible. He calls himself Yeshua, Yahushua, or whatever. The real Jesus Christ will come after the peace covenant is signed between Israel and the Antichrist in Daniel 9:27. It hadn't happened. Family, everything else that I've been talking about is there to redirect you from the truth. Technologically, entertainment, politics, religion, finance, you see how it works? That's the real thing. How do you fight it? You let Jesus fight your battles. But how do you fight it? By staying close to the Word, by spiritual warfare, by prayer, by forming together to stop this cotton-picking bill in Oregon, identifying it, the stopping the international rights of the child from ever getting signed, to delay it so others can hear the Word of God. That's how you stop it. Well, you don't stop it, you delay it. You're not going to stop it because God is going to bring judgment upon an evil world. Where are you going to be when it happens? Through Jesus Christ, you'll be saved, alive or dead. If you're afraid of death, heck, you're afraid of living. If you walk around afraid to die, how are you going to live? How do you live your life when you're afraid to die? That's why they tell you about, oh, they got guillotines out there. They're going to cut your head off. Oh, they got that guillotine card coming up again. They got it going through the internet. They got them their guillotines, you know. They always pull it out whenever they run out of a little time. They got the Malaysia flight. Bodies are already dead. I'm just wondering about that Malaysia flight, too. The bodies are already dead. I bet you, just my opinion, of course, that there's members in that plane that weren't on that plane, that they're in luxury places right now, that are bankers and so forth. This isn't a banker agenda. And those, whoever they are, say that this is bankers, they're lying to you. Or they're correct the seed and better go back to research. Freemasons at the highest level, Knights of Malta, the Vatican, the Illuminati families. Now you're getting somewhere. But it's even above them. The hierarchy. The bankers shine shoes. They deliver the paper. They carry envelopes. That's all the bankers are. It's like the Nuremberg trial. That's the biggest joke. We brought 10,000 Nazis over. Operation Paperclip, while they had some silly Nuremberg trial or whatever. This is how they do it. Family, Satan is prince of this world, you understand? But he's not king. And there's certain things he can't do. Because God, when you pray and you work together and you have prayer groups and work with each other, he finds righteous people in a that's targeted in that town, that, I don't know, the country or whatever. When you start changing the laws, God's going to pull away. And that's exactly why now they've got 19 states same-sex marriage. They're working on child euthanasia in Oregon. Did I ever talk to you about that? And they've got drugs they're going to, oh, drugs, yeah. You remember back in the 70s and 60s? I never used one. I used illegal marijuana. I used illegal moonshine. But my illegal, I didn't smoke. I don't like smoking, so I didn't use marijuana. But I used to go to the parties. I didn't judge them. I had a quart of moonshine in my car from Mount Airy back when I was 21 and 19 and whatever. So I did some illegal things or whatever. They wouldn't have none. They wouldn't share it with me because they want to go blind. I said, I'm still seeing. But I just didn't like smoking. But I'd go to the parties. Well, they had these little things looked like mortar tubes, like called bongs or whatever. Well, you don't have to have that anymore, you know. You can wear it around your neck. It's called an e-cigarette. Well, when they, yeah. So when you e-cigarette, you're free base of nicotine to medicate you. Uh-huh. Yeah. But they're going to morph it into when they approve the marijuana. You're going to have your own little water pipe bong beneath your neck. That's really going to be fun on the roads, isn't it? You see, it's to open up portals, allowing possession. And when they put the drugs in your system, that's what it's for. They're not telling you that. It's witchcraft, alchemy. I closed the loop on that one. See how they do it? Isn't that clever? Now tomorrow, I'm going to continue on with witchcraft and their little tricks and the mind control and all that. Because you got to know these things, I'm thinking. Know how to fight it, to stay away from it, to go against it. Stop the legislation. Send emails. Get together, whatever, you see. And there's people who could organize all this. But the main thing is, I just don't see it ever happening until there's a major disaster. Is the real thing that the Joint Chief of Staff fails to learn. They're going to learn the hard way. On the supernatural level, unless they renounce the blood oath they took as the Knights of Malta. But 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Will turn from their wicked ways. Are we doing that? No. We're increasing the number of states of homosexuals. Marrying. The ones that, you ever thought about that? And you also have adultery, you got liars and cheaters and all that. But this specifically, they're changing the laws. So you've got, and I've got here in Mount Airy, in Winston-Salem, you've got two men marrying after living together for 50 years as homosexuals. Why are they getting married? Why get married? You're living together anyway. What's going on here? Because they want to change the laws. That's why the Jesuits formed the NAACP, ACLU, all these Southern Law Providence Center, all that is to change the laws. God pulls away, and they know that trick. That brings in their Messiah. Like Netanyahu and Obama and all the rest of them are trying to do, and Clinton and the whole lot of them, is to do these changes to bring their Messiah, the Antichrist, and Sanand Emmanuel, the false prophet, the fallen angel. That's the real ones. So they got to have a counterfeit end times events that they're conjuring up with a fake World War III, a fake Antichrist, a fake false prophet, a fake World War III. I already said that, didn't I? And so that brings on your Yeshua and your Antichrist to be the good guys. And that is the first seal. We are really close. Order out of chaos. They need chaos to come. You see how it works now? Well, so do they. It's where witchcraft comes in. If you're listening to me on TalkStream Live and it goes out, I'm still talking on my website. So you just switch over and click my little face there and you pop right on in. I'll be tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And let y'all know we're played. I talked to John Kirkler today and he's going on strong. He played us our broadcast and Bible studies randomly. Moving right along with it. We appreciate that. HighPointRadio.net. He made an interesting comment. There's businesses up there and down here in North Carolina. They're small companies losing. They're closing down small companies. Family, that's by design. I've talked about that before, but not today. Tomorrow, more on paganism, how it's developing, witchcraft, how to fight it, how to deal with it, what to look for. More on the Ouija board. You need to know about that darn thing. It's like carrying a .357 Magnum. And just because they make it pink, well, I saw it today at Robbie's Army Surplus. I saw a pink 9mm. Well, a pink 9mm will kill you just as much as a dark colored one will. Hello? You understand? So a pink Ouija board is just like having a loaded weapon. It is dangerous, these things are. You better understand this. And bringing home a Masonic, someone, the Masons, you bringing home demons with you when you took the first blood oath. That's a fact, too, that they're not telling you. That's why your marriages are on the rocks. That's why your children act crazy afterwards. This is the reason why. That's why they hear voices. This is why they change to the black nail polish. They change the clothes. They have the different friends. And they get a little rambunctious. There's a reason why. I hit some points, didn't I? Tomorrow we're going to hit the ground running. Tonight we're going to hit the ground running. 7:30 to 9 on my website. Tomorrow hit the ground running. 4 o'clock. Family, you win through Jesus Christ. If you're afraid to live today, if you're afraid of death, you're afraid to live. To not be afraid of death whatsoever, because greater is He in you that's in the world. It's through Jesus, and there's no other way. And the only Word of God is the King James Bible. And that's with irrefutable evidence. Family, it's important to know this because it's coming round. To get strong now. And not wait till later. We'll see y'all tomorrow. This is The Watchman, signing off. Have a great evening. God bless.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted.